This is Paul Warden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministry. My prayer is that this teaching is helping you to accomplish your dreams and this vision that God has given you, that this is strengthening you and helping you and encouraging you and pushing you forward to make this dream that God has put in your heart a reality. Because we're not doing it for ourselves, we're not doing it for our benefit, we are doing it for the glory and the pleasure of God. If we would just yield ourselves to God, He will guide us, He will help us, and He will bless us for doing what God has put in our hearts to do. And we've been talking about how Moses freed the Israelites from Egypt and led them out into the wilderness. And last time we were together, we talked about nowhere to go. If you remember that God told Moses to lead his children out into the wilderness, they got to the Red Sea. When they got to the Red Sea, they had nowhere to go. They didn't know how they were going to do it. They had the Red Sea in front of them, and they had Pharaoh's army behind them, pursuing them to make them come back. If you remember, God told Moses to stretch out his hand and use that rod, and he had parted the Red Sea, and all the Israelites went across on dry ground. And then when the Egyptians went behind them, the Red Sea closed and drowned every one of them. And we need to put this truth deep in our spirit. When you begin to move towards your destiny, you also will encounter major challenges. Because you know, and I know, Satan is not going to sit back and let you accomplish great things for God without trying to hinder you. You will not reach lost men and women. You will not affect cities and nations for God without the opposition from the enemy. We need to know that. But God is there. Just like He helped Israelite to escape and gave them dry ground to cross on, He can do the same for you. So no matter what obstacle you come to, you still have somewhere to go, because we are to rely on God's strength and God's power and God's knowledge to get you through. And today I kind of like to talk to you about bitter waters. So as I said, Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" You can read that story in Exodus 15:22-24. One of the greatest needs when traveling through a wilderness is water. And in this account, the Israelites faced a major problem. They had none. The water they came to were bitter and unfit to drink. So how did the Israelites deal with this challenge? Instead of looking to God to meet their needs, as we all should do, they began to murmur against Moses and demand, "What are we going to drink?" How many times have we come to bitter waters in our life, and instead of looking to God and helping, asking Him for the strength, we start complaining. We start getting discouraged. Instead of looking to God, we murmur. Because you also will encounter bitter waters along your journey of life. The term bitter waters can be used to represent the difficulties that come into your life through others around you. The circumstances of life, satanic attack, your ministry, or perhaps your own transgressions. Whatever the source of your bitter waters, the solution is not to grumble and to complain against God. Thankfully, Moses did turn to God and cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast it into the waters were made sweet. And you can read that at Exodus 15:25. There is a powerful message in the symbolic act of casting a tree into the water. In Isaiah we read, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding and the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears." You can read that in Isaiah chapter 11, 1 through 3. When you stand on the banks of the bed of waters of negative circumstances, you must respond as Moses did. You must cast in the branch, and that branch is Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is that spiritual branch that must be cast into the circumstances of your life. He is represented by the tree on the bank. God did not lead you to better waters to drink of them. He allowed them for the same purpose he did in Israel's experience. He permits difficult circumstances to prove to you to see whether you will drink of the bitterness and die spiritually, or allow God to sweeten your bitter waters through the branch of the Lord Jesus. That's something we have to watch out. We're going to face bitter waters no matter what we do in this life. But we have the branch of Jesus Christ that we can rely on, that we can put into the waters and make them sweet, and to overcome these circumstances. And we can be taken and partaken in drinking of the sweet waters of Jesus Christ. And drinking that sweet water will nourish us and replenish our strength and help us. Why? Because we depended upon the branch of Jesus Christ and casted it into the bitter waters that we are facing. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Turn to God, and he will be there to help you, and he will be there to make your bitter waters sweet. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege to come before your throne in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, thank you for giving us that branch and that tree that we can cast into our bitter waters and to make them sweet. Father, we know that branch and that tree is Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray that you will help each and every one of us to rely and to keep that branch with us, that when we come to the bitter waters, that we can depend on that branch and that tree to make our bitter waters sweet. That Father, when we partake of them, that we will not die spiritually, but that it will nourish and refresh our souls and our spirit to make this dream and this vision that you have planted in our hearts a reality. Father, I thank you for that privilege, and I thank you for that tree that can make our bitter water sweet. Father, I pray that you will be with each and every one of them that hears this, that you will touch us and encourage us and enlighten us, I pray. And I will never, ever fail to thank you and to glorify you that in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Bitter Waters. Join Paul next week as he teaches A Mixed Multitude. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teaching. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Or you can email Paul. His email is paul@ltmforchrist.com. Again, it's paul@ltmforchrist.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.